Studio 6 is CJSF's video and event series that seeks to capture high-quality video and audio recordings of live performances by inspiring and local artists, as well as engaging conversations with community members about the issues that are most important to them. Studio 6 invites performers to join us atop Burnaby Mountain for an organic combination of performance and interview, which is then preserved in our music library, online at our YouTube channel, and provided to the artists for their own preservation. Join us each Friday from 3 to 4 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM for Studio 6 to hear live-to-air broadcasts or selections from our archive.
Let's pick it up. So, make sure that your camera, like, keep it quite steady for a while.
If we fuck this song up, if I fuck this song up, we'll just start again.
Sorry. Yeah. So if it's stable.
I
don't know how to play. And then, okay. Is it straight? Yeah, you're good. Just keep an eye on that. You're good. It looks good out there, too. Hey, yeah, so are we good now?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Okay.
So this is a Studio 6 session from CJSF, and we have Kamikaze Nurse in. Thank you for being here. Take it away into your first song whenever you're ready.
Thanks for having us. This is Blue Garlic Man.
Thank you.
Yay! there's some clapping outside by like the single person out there, but thank you so much for all of you for being here today, and for finally being able to make this happen. I gotta say, you are one of my favorite bands in the local scene right now, and I'm not just saying that because you're the people currently in this room. So I'm very excited to have you in finally. So let's get going on it. You just put out an album. Well, not just, but this year you put out an album called Bucky Fleur. I hope I pronounced that correctly.
Oui, oui.
Cool. Great. how was the experience of writing Bucky Fleur and like recording it, etc.? Oh.
Go ahead, Casey.
My final start. Sorry, there's effects on this, but maybe they'll add to the vibe. I guess, can't say for everyone, but I feel like we got together really fast. And we just, I had like maybe like some of the songs, like three or four of the songs in my mind already. And then John and I, when we started playing, they just like were realized really fast. And then when Ethan and Sonia joined, I felt like it went to this different place. So like side A of Bucky Fleur, I think sounds really like, you know, this is the band. And then side B, like, it's like, actually, wait, this is the band. I don't know. Yeah. Anyone else?
So maybe so the band has seen multiple configurations then. So it has been John and Casey kind of starting, and then we have Ethan and Sonia kind of joining in halfway through the process.
That's about right. So
how was, okay, so for you two, how was that? How was like coming into like something that was already like kind of half?
Yeah, I want to know how was that?
Half there and having to like kind of adapt and transform into it.
It was really cool. When I joined, there was like maybe four songs written or something, and just kind of dove right in and wrote some cool riffs, and it was awesome. And then I think we recorded some demos at Vivo, like probably four after our like fourth or fifth time jamming, and they sounded sick. So
yeah, it was just like an office room with our gear, and then John had this really great idea of putting my amp in the bathroom, and then so we got some bathroom
and bathroom reverb.
It's very natural. Very natural.
Yeah.
Not yet.
No. I joined really late. So
in like November? December.
I think like October or something. Okay. And by the time I joined, like all the bass lines were written by the previous bassist. So it's been interesting playing half the songs having kind of reworked the songs, but still at its core, it's like a different person's part. And then have like whatever we wrote after I joined is mine. So that's been kind of cool. I like it.
Did you feel like with the specialist songs were already like kind of preconceived by John and Casey, like that you as a team effort had to like rewire them or reconstruct them in any capacity, or was it just kind of like a really natural?
Well, I play
like
the bass and nobody notices what I do.
Yeah. What about you, Casey? Did you feel like having like Ethan and Sonia join kind of?
I don't know. I felt like just immediately there was a really good chemistry. And then I think from that, like, it just felt natural and fast. And it never felt like we were stuck on a song for very long. It was kind of like, I mean, no one can see Ethan's pedal board right now, but it's like it makes the most insane noises. And I think that with the, like, we're just very complementary guitar players in this project together. Mm. And it didn't take a lot of, like, you know, formalizing. Is that a word? Formulating. You know when, like, people sit in a room, they're like, oh, yeah, we want this band to sound like this? That didn't really happen with us. I think we just kind of, like, I trust that we are all going to do really different things, but, like, over time, and I'm glad that it didn't take too much time, it'll just kind of like mesh together into its own like new thing.
I'd say that Bucky Fleur is a perfect like testament of that, actually. I think it totally has that. It has this like really chaotic energy to it, but at the same time it all kind of comes together. It has like, especially rhythm section wise, I think it's a really driving album. So speaking of songs, why don't we take it into the next song then?
Okay. This one's called Sacred Cow Hot Dog. I don't know, man. Yeah, we're a bit rough this morning. Hell yeah. So good. Oh, sorry, you start again. I fucked up.
Yeah.
Sick. This is the second tuning break, right?
Yeah.
All right. More questions then. So, why Sacred Cow Hot Dog? Oh.
Anyone else want to try to answer that one?
We don't know. It's your song.
Oh, shit.
You called it that.
Damn. It's, I think the answer to that is... Fuck. It's like in that... I mean, the answer's in the lyrics, I guess. I was thinking about, like, I guess the sacred versus the very, very unsacred. Opposite of sacred, the very base and trashy. So, like, a sacred cow made into a hot dog.
Yeah, no, the hot dogs are probably the least sacred thing in the world, so... and it seems to be, like, not the hot dog theme, but, like, these kind of really strange, ambiguous song names. So we had Blue Garlic Man was the first song you played, right?
Yeah, and, I think I put that one up.
And I was always like, Blue Garlic Man. Like, who is the Blue Garlic Man?
It has nothing to do with the song at all. It's the Blue Garlic Man is the slime from Dragon Quest that Casey saw on my shelf one day and said, "What's that?" And I said, "It's the slime." And she said, "Looks like a blue garlic man." So
that's the origin of that song. It's, yeah.
So, but maybe let's expand on that a little bit in the sense of, like, so the songs are, so what are your songs about? Like, what kind of themes are you trying to hit with, maybe in this album and with the band in general?
Yours seems more like stream of consciousness.
It's pretty surreal, maybe. The lyrics are pretty surreal. Yeah. I had this realization, like, a couple of weeks ago that, like, sorry, this is so pretentious, but these are, like, rock poems. Is no. that a genre? Do people like that shit?
Yeah.
Rock poetry.
I don't know if there's pretension in saying that. You know, I think a lot of lyrics are approached in the same way that poetry is approached. So, you know, in a way, I think we're just really, like, lining up with a lyric is, right, which is like a rock poem. So.
Hell yeah.
But,
very utilitarian.
So upon reading the article with Discorder that you did a couple months back, like, so there was there was like a lot of nautical themes that came. It seems that a lot of it comes from like literature.
Yeah, I really like Joseph Conrad. He wrote a lot of good books. Lord Jim, anyone? Come on.
Lord Jim.
Talk to the audience out there. Hey, YouTube. What's up?
The songs are about nature, right? I feel like, yeah.
Yeah, often about nature, death, decay.
It's the good stuff.
Yeah. Water.
Yeah, all the best things in life. Water and death. And then I wanted to ask you about the cover art and actually the whole, like, art for the album. It's quite, I think it's very... iconic of the kind of music that you write, but how is it?
It's our friend Barry Dupay. He's a really cool, like, animator, media artist, and I really like his art, and so I just asked him if he would design an album cover for us, because I knew he used to he did a project with MTV once. So I don't know, his art is just very, like, surreal and like really, like, one of a kind. Like, it doesn't look like anything else, and I just, like, thought it'd be like it made sense. And I also wanted to just, like, have that more, like, art crossover. I mean, we could have designed it ourselves, I guess, but I like not having control.
I'm friends with Barry too, and I've always wanted to work with him on a project, so it's...
Yeah, I mean, it'd be really cool for him to make us a music video, because he makes these, like, tripped out insane animations, but no money.
Yeah.
So album art is good.
And that's something I think it's very, there's some people would say that, like, Kamikaze Nurse is almost like a super group, just because all of you come from, like, different bands and bands that are quite known in the scene, but also, like, beyond music, like, a lot of you are involved in, like, other kinds of media, other kinds of art, other kinds of productions. So do you feel like that kind of informs the way in which Kamikaze Nurse exists?
For sure, I think, yeah. Like, we're going to play this thing called Live Biennial in October, and it's a performance art festival that happens once a year, right?
Twice.
Once every 2 years, sorry. Biennial, duh. Oh, man, I'm so out of it.
It means the same thing, so, like, The word means either like twice, twice a year or every 2 years.
But yeah, but it's like a performance art festival, and they're encouraging us to be more like, they're like, you can, you know, take this anywhere you want. So we're kind of trying to think of how we can do it in a way that's like us, but also maybe a bit more experimental, like pushing it a little bit. Because I just like that, like, I think we're all comfortable with each other at this point to like jump off the diving board a little bit into a vat of who knows what.
Ooh.
Yeah. Performance art. A vat of performance art. Whatever that means.
So with that, so you have the show coming up. Is there anything else? What does the future hold for this band? Is there anything new that we should know about? New album, new things? I know you put up Bucky Flair, but...
We're, like, writing new songs. Like, we have 3 new songs. We're playing 2 of them today. And we'll be recording in 2020 again.
Cool.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
I'm actually really glad we rescheduled this to today, because I don't think we had the 2 new songs ready.
Yeah.
So it's cool that we have new stuff to play.
Cool. And is that what you're going to play right now?
This is a new one, yeah.
Cool. Awesome. Then why don't we take it away into the new one?
Let me see how the tuning is. Can I get a little bit of more guitar in the mix, of my guitar in the mix, if possible? But if not, we'll just make it work. Okay, let's see how this one goes. It's gonna be some off-the-cuff lyric writing.